Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. In studio with me this morning, David Fiala, Missionary Recruitment, the Office of International Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. David, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on the air again, Andy.
Well, always glad to have you in studio, and I want to hear what's going on with opportunities to become a missionary.
Oh, goodness, Andy. We have got many, and when I say a dozen, I'm not underestimating, of open positions and position types around the world. All of our regions are seeking staff. We're looking for missionaries. We're looking for career missionaries. We're looking for geo-missionaries. Geo-missionaries are globally engaged in outreach. They serve from 12 to 36 months deployed. Career missionaries serve with an open-ended call, many of them. So it's a lot like being a church worker here in the States. But we also have career placements for lay people who are not rostered church workers, but those also function like a call in that they are open-ended. You got a start date, and the end date is when the Lord calls you to something else or maybe calls you home. Thankfully, that doesn't happen too often with missionaries. We don't usually lose them like that, but anyway, the Lord calls, and we are part of that process. One position I really like to talk about is very special, very unique, and it is for an individual who obviously is a member of a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation. That's the minimum, bar minimum of every position we have. We're looking for members of Missouri Synod congregations. But this specific position, I need a handyman, Andy, a handyman who could fix, build, or repair anything. And specifically, what we need is, or it could be a handy gal, I suppose. You know, the gender is irrelevant. If you can fix stuff, if you can build stuff, if you can maintain things, we need your help. And the world fields specifically that need this type of work is, brace yourself, Papua New Guinea and Sri Lanka, as well as the southern tip of India.
So the big question is, do they have to use a metric system?
Oh, Andy, when you're fixing stuff, you make it work. Now, in my mind's eye, Andy, I envision this to be somebody who has lived on a farm or grew up on a farm or is currently farming, and this is the kind of guy or gal that we need. We actually need several of you. For instance, we already have missionaries doing theological education in both of these places, working with church planting in both of these places. The facilities that these professional church work types have inherited from their predecessors are decrepit and in need of serious attention. So we need to balance that body of missionaries that we have sending. We need some hands. We need some feet. We've got the theological teachers and the pastors there, but we need somebody with additional skills to add to that body of Christ in that place to make the continued ministry presence possible. So that's just one really specific type of a position. Other positions we're looking for, we've got a really exciting opportunity. Now, maybe some of you guys are listening on the air are familiar with what's going on in Europe and all sorts of Middle Eastern refugees fleeing to Europe. Well, imagine it's difficult for us to send missionaries into a Muslim country. We're really concerned about missionary safety. So are we really excited about sending people into very dangerous places? No, in a word. We would much rather send missionaries to safe places and work with people who are there. Well, if you can just put all these pieces together and you see this flood of immigrants and refugees leaving the Middle East and coming to Europe, where in the European Union you've got freedom to evangelize, well, hey, we can reach those hard-to-reach people in a place where it's perfectly legal and significantly safer to do so. We have positions in Germany, for instance, where we are working with our partner church, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany, and their abbreviation is ZELK in German language. Doesn't add up too well for English. But we're working at their invitation to send missionaries to work with that population of immigrants and refugees. So that's another really cool, really specific, really unique position.
I'm interested in learning more about these handy person the handyman, handy gal positions. So we have missionaries serving in these places already.
Yes.
Who are doing work in the Word or Word and Sacrament, but the facilities are becoming outdated and need some updating, some maintenance. So someone who can do all around thing handiwork.
Can you fix a generator?
Ooh.
Can you tinker? Can you fix the generator? Can you do cement pouring? Can you do siding on a building? Can you replace a roof? Can you all of these types of things? And does it just make you tick that you see something and you go, huh, that's not square. I can fix it. Oh, and look, here's how. And you just see things that need to be done. And obviously, there's probably a pretty big laundry list of what the missionaries on the ground think need to be done. But what you look at when you see a structure or a building or a facility and you go, oh, this needs to be done, maybe the untrained theological missionary eye doesn't see it like you see it. We need your input. We need your assistance. We need you to join the team.
So there are, how do we find out more about these opportunities? Where do we...
Okay, a couple places. The first place I'm going to send you to is lcms.org, a nice familiar website for many of you. And you go /service, lcms.org/service. And then you can there, when you're there, you can start looking at a database of available and open missionary positions. Now, we are quickly approaching the deadline for the winter Board of International Mission call cycle, and we're just about to close that. That's going to be next week when we close the incoming of new candidates. However, I'm going to say the May call is just around the corner. So we are also going to be receiving people that we will be considering at the Board of International Mission meeting in May. So it's not too soon and it's not too late to start this position, to start thinking about this position and this type of service to the church and to the world.
What's the email address?
Oh, the email address is becomeamissionary, one big long word, at lcms.org.
becomeamissionary@lcms.org. Thank you, David. Always great to hear about these opportunities. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Andy.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.